We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. More than 50 children under the age of four, including eight babies less than a year old, were exposed to potentially toxic vapes last year. The Herald Sun can reveal that calls to the Victorian Poisons Information Centre about poisoning from e-cigarettes has surged by more than 200% in 4 years. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Deputy Premier Jacinta Allan has been slammed by an anti-defamation body after accusing opposition leader Matthew Guy of preferencing Nazis on the Liberals' campaign ticket. The state election campaign descended into an unprecedented slurs on the weekend as Labor took aim at a string of Liberal and Independent candidates over their controversial views and public statements. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Police believe jailed crime boss George Moroggi masterminded drug shipments with a street value of more than $1 billion as he built his empire behind bars. They suspect Moroggi of spending up to 6 hours a day on the phone from Barwon, coordinating the activities of his notorious crime family gang. They say the feared gangster and convicted murderer may be involved in colossal heroin and ice consignments out of Asia. And drivers in their 30s are the state's worst offenders for mobile phone use at the wheel. Senior police say they are surprised at the numbers from that group, as many would be parents with more than a decade of driving experience. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.